This is the Rich Eisen Show.
My God, he is so funny. But, you know, he is also so serious.
Rich Eisen.
He's in charge of every detail.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The actual playing part, I'm definitely tired of getting hit. My least favorite record is the amount of sacks that I've taken in my career.
Earlier on the show, Stephen A. Smith, Jaguars head coach Doug Peterson. Still to come, NHL on TNT analyst Paul Bissonnette, hosts of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman, and Akbar Bajabiamila. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Ah, yes, hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We already had a great chat with Stephen A. Smith in hour number one about the NBA Finals, plural, game one that went down last night, where there were lots of plurals for the Nuggets last night against the Miami Heat. He also had some interesting comments about the what appears to be significant suspension that's about to be handed down on Ja Morant as soon as the NBA Finals is over. We chatted with Doug Peterson in hour number two. Peterson, head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. If you missed any of that, guess what? We re-air right away as soon as this hour is done on the Roku channel. There's also our podcast, where all podcasts can be acquired thanks to the Cumulus Podcast Network. There's our Rich Eisen Show collection page, which is a fancy way of saying it's a video on demand service, part of our relationship with the Roku channel, which is free on all Roku devices and more. And there's our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. We've got shorts, we've got long videos, and we appreciate it. Subscribe button hit right there. And this third hour is going to go fast. I just had a nice chat with Matt Eisman and also Akbar Bajabiamila, the duo atop the American Ninja Warrior flowchart, if you will. Season 15, I know I said it was season 95 when we opened the show. Season 15 of American Ninja Warrior premieres on Monday, 8 Eastern on NBC, and you can watch it on Peacock right here on Roku. And my gosh, it's so much fun. And I said to those guys in the back, I have no idea, I just was walking back, I said, I have no idea what we're going to talk about, which is a great, which is what we love, you know, and they laughed and they agreed. Or at least Matt did. Akbar didn't. Akbar, I'm just going to tell you right now, sitting out there in the pack, we're absolutely going to talk about how Derrick Henry is not a member of the Philadelphia Eagles. He broke news, if you remember. News never happened. So we got to talk about his flame out as an NFL information man. I mean, just an absolute SpaceX type flame out, you know, so. Trying to mix metaphors here.
Roman Roy heading that?
Roman Roy, yes. At any rate, 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk Stanley Cup Final. It's going to start between the Florida Panthers that won a record 90 games in overtime in these playoffs, taking on the Vegas Golden Knights back in the Stanley Cup Final. For Lord Stanley's Cup, it's time for Cup Predictions presented by NHL on TNT, and to help us with this endeavor is from the NHL on TNT coverage, the great Biz Nasty himself, Paul Bissonnette, here on the Rich Eisen Show. How you doing, Paul?
It's an honor. I was wondering, coming in, how do you do 3 hours every day, man? How do you turn the brain on that much?
It's kind of like, you know, I might be dating myself. It's like ET. You turn on your heart light, you know what I mean? And it's just my brain. And I have a heart light too, and I love sports. And I love talking to people like you, even though we've never met before. It's a pleasure having you on.
I appreciate the invite, man. I appreciate the invite. It's going to be a great final, and very, very proud to be covering it with TNT, a network that took over hockey a few years ago. And I tell you what, man, the people there are just incredible. It was a very soft landing, and you know, they did a great job of just putting everybody together, like Liam McHugh, Anson Carter, like some solid vets. And It's been a blast, and of course, you know, Chuck and Shaq and the NBA show kind of set the foundation for that.
So yeah,
very, very blessed to be covering the finals with TNT.
Well, and you left out a very important line mate. Did you ever think you'd be on the same line as Wayne Gretzky, Paul?
But it's like walking around with a beetle, and the coolest part about him is he just loves the game of hockey, and he knows the history of the game, and he just loves talking about the game. So when you're sitting down with him, you just learn so much about the history of everything that's gone on. And he's like a hockey encyclopedia, and you know, he's just such a humble guy, and just it's incredible. Like, I pinch myself all the time, and he just he's just been such a good teammate as well. So I couldn't be more grateful to be working with the great one. And yeah, sometimes I'm like, I call my buddies back in Welland, Ontario. They're like, you're sitting next to Wayne Gretzky and you were a fourth line plug and barely made the show. Like, what's happening? Is this planet Earth? And I don't take myself too seriously. So we have some good chuckles about it.
Well, speaking of grinding, I was watching you guys the night that, the Florida Panthers and Carolina Hurricanes played till the middle of the morning. And it just reminded me of my first year on ESPN, Paul. I was doing the intermission reports for the Penguins and the Capitals when they went into a fourth overtime in a playoff series. And I just remember that thing ended at like 2:30 in the morning. And I was saying the same things over and over and over. And like intermission report 4 and intermission report 5 and intermission report 6 was the same damn thing. And it's just like, can somebody light the friggin' lamp already? And to hear Gretzky say that was unbelievable. I'm like, wow, even Wayne felt the same way I did in 1996. That was funny.
I guess in our industry we say polishing a turd, right? So you gotta get up there and you gotta regurgitate everything over and over. And I mean, I love my Coyotes. That's where I got my start in media. And
sure,
the team hasn't been good for that many years, so I'm actually used to polishing turds, so I can go all night. I love my Desert Dogs, but the thing is once you get past like the first 10 minutes, all of a sudden they were kind of in a defensive mindset and nobody wanted to take any risks. So it was like, oh my God, these goalies are too good. And this thing is not going to end. So fortunately enough, it did. And we all had a good chuckle about it. And it was a great night.
Well, let's get into cup predictions again, presented by NHL on TNT and Paul Biznasty himself here on the Rich Eisen Show to help us with that. And so how do you weigh the fortunes of each of these teams? We just mentioned again the Florida Panthers and Matthew Tkachuk, and lighting the lamp as he did, the way that he sent his team over and over and over again home happy against Carolina, and then the Vegas Golden Knights eventually getting past the Stars, seeming to steamroll them early on in that series. How do you break this one down for us, Paul?
I think it's kind of the mojo of the Florida Panthers, and it's such a fun story that kind of starts with Matthew Tkachuk. Mm-hmm. And obviously the trade in the off season, and then the stumbling out of the gates, but then the management who took some risks. They stuck with it. They didn't make any trades at the deadline, and Matthew Tkachuk, coming off another team, scored 100 points, and it was just a remarkable season, and he dragged his team into playoffs. Like, he was setting the tone from All-Star break and just doing these ridiculous things, and the whole group gelled together. Everybody's gelling at the perfect time, and they got fortunate to get Alex Lyon's help, who was a rookie goalie who was able to kind of, help them out when Bobrovsky has really struggled to find his game. So they just barely back into playoffs, like on the last game of the year. Pittsburgh lost to like Chicago and Columbus. Like, how does that happen? Crosby, it was insane how they even got in. And even in the midst of that run, Walt Tkachuk, who's Matthew's father, he called them out in Toronto. Like, he did a radio show saying they were playing soft, and they went on this insane run at the end of the year. And it just so happens his son's leading the charge, and then they upset the greatest team ever in the regular season, the Boston Bruins. And it's just like, it's insane. The run that they're on right now is remarkable, and it's all led by him. And I think everybody's really happy for Bobrovsky, because he went to Florida and he made all this money, and he just lost this game kind of. And he'd won two Vezinas, and all of a sudden at the perfect time he's found it. And it's kind of all led by another new guy on the team, Paul Maurice, who came over from Winnipeg. And if anybody you ask, an incredible coach who is just so inspiring. Like, it's like any given Sunday, you got to call for that. He's given speeches like that where the guys just want to run through a wall. So it's kind of that, this mojo, amazing story against just a juggernaut of a team.
Yeah.
Vegas, I think the smart money would probably lean towards Vegas. And just because of the way they're built, and their center ice is just so strong, and they come at you where I would say this Stevenson and William Karlsson are two line centers on any team in the league. So they're just so strong down the middle, and they have this original Misfits crew who was there from the beginning, like Marchessault, Karlsson. So there's like six guys from the original Cup team, and the management is smart enough to keep those guys. And it just so happens, like, Carlson's got 10 goals right now. Marchessault's got 9 goals in the last 10 games. So the original Misfits, along with all the bold moves that Vegas has made, has found a way to, like, build a beast. And so it's whether you want the mojo against the original Misfits with this added bonus of Jack Eichel, Petrangelo. Mm-hmm. They went out and signed some big boys. They went and got Mark Stone, one of the best 200-foot game players. So I don't know if you love this feel-good story or you think the smart money's on Vegas, but I think it's going to be just an incredible final with two non-traditional teams. I'm going towards Florida. I think that the story is just too good. Matthew Tkachuk, these guys are following them. It's a great American hockey story. And his old man should be in the Hall of Fame, by the way. He scored 500 goals.
Hmm. Okay, so you're leaning.
That was a long ramble, that was but great. I hope I gave it all.
No, you did. You did. You did. You also mentioned the four-letter word for Buffalo Sabres fans, which is Jack. That's the four that's the four-letter word.
They should both be happy. They're both in great spots right now.
Oh, really? Because my guy, who is the coordinating producer of this show, the great Mike Hoskins, I think he would disagree, as he's staring at another year of not making the playoffs. But he's still happy, though.
I think it's the longest record in NHL history for playoff drought. But saying that, they got an incredible young goalie in this Levi kid,
okay,
with a great top four defense, young top four defense. And they got a lot of good pieces up front led by Tage Thompson. So they're sitting pretty for the next, like, 6-7 years.
He's happy. He's happy, but he's also spiteful. It's okay, Paul. You know, but that's hockey.
Okay, so it's okay. Okay, so he's one of those guys who, like, still chirps Eichel on Twitter?
Yeah, no, he says he doesn't, but I think he does.
He's got a burner chirping Eichel.
He's got a burner. Yeah, he does. My guy's got a burner. All right. Who called you Biz Nasty for the first time?
One of my roommates who I had in the AHL, a guy named Steven Dixon. It's kind of like I'm obviously, I feel like a douchebag at 38 still being called Biz Nasty. But it's kind of something that just stuck. And
it's okay.
I don't know. It was because I started fighting in the American League and we were just being idiots off the ice. We were drinking 4 nights a week. We were just being crazy. And
yeah,
one of my idiot roommates, a guy from Halifax, Nova Scotia, called it to me. He's like, "You nasty bees, you bees nasty." In the locker room, and the locker room just erupted because this guy was a clown.
Yeah.
And it just stuck. It stuck since. So, but it's still with me.
It works. I mean, you know, it's your Instagram handle, you know, on Twitter, it's biznasty 2.0. You know, I got it.
I got kicked off once. Yeah, I got kicked off.
What do you mean? You got kicked off of Twitter?
Well, just like my agent called me when I was playing, and he's like, "Hey, I don't think this Twitter thing's a good idea for you." I was letting it fly early days, and he thought, like, "Hey, the NHL might, like, call and renege your contract," and I'm like, "What?" So he scared the shit out of me.
All right.
So I deleted it, and then fans started calling the Coyotes, like, people who were season ticket holders, being like, why did you guys kick them off? And they're like, "What are you talking about? Like, we didn't kick them off anything.
You just did it willingly. You tapped out. It's okay. It's understood. But you're back. That's all that matters is you're back."
So then the team was like, "Hey, why don't you hop back on, but we'll monitor it." Well, then I got called into Don Maloney, the GM's office, probably 4 or 5 times about stuff. And luckily, we were playing in a non-traditional market where I was able to kind of get away with this type of stuff. If I was playing for the Leafs, I would have been playing in St. John, Newfoundland.
Paul, your maiden voyage here was as we had hoped, and we greatly appreciate it. Thank you for coming on, and let's talk down the line. Greatly appreciate it, man.
Hey, thank you guys so much for having me on.
You got it. That's Paul Bissonnette. Say hi to the rest of everyone else on the NHL on TNT right here on the Rich Eisen Show. That's his cup prediction. He likes the Florida Panthers. We didn't ask him in how many games. We're gonna put games to it. You know what? I'm gonna go with the team again. I understand what he's saying, that Florida's got the story. Yep. I'm going with Vegas, and I'm going with Vegas in 5.
Ooh.
I just think they're gonna put it to him. I don't know why. I'm going with Las Vegas, the Golden Knights in 5. And I can't wait to, by the way, also, I know this has nothing to do with anything, I can't wait to see their pregame Stanley Cup final extravaganza.
Yeah, you know,
the Thunder down under meets, you know, 2 minutes for high sticking, if you will. So there we go, Chris. What do you got?
I love what Paul said about being strong down the middle and then a combination of the vets from their first run and then some new additions with Stone and Eichel. I do think, though, Florida does have the mojo enough to push it to seven games.
Oh, okay.
But I'm taking Vegas in seven.
Taking Vegas in seven. TJ, you want to complete the cup predictions here?
Yeah, you know, as someone who got to watch greatness in hockey with Mario Lemieux and Jaromir Jagr in those pens in the 90s, you know, Biznasty is a former Pittsburgh Penguin.
Yes, sir.
You know that?
Yes,
so
sir.
I'm gonna go with what he says, you know. Kachuk. These Panthers, it seems like things have already been written. Stories have already been written.
Yes.
And we're just watching them unfold. And after they beat Boston, I kind of feel like
this is their time.
So I'm going to go with the Panthers, and I'm going to say Panthers in six.
Okay. Very good. Yeah. Panthers in six. And Chris and I have different variations of the Golden Knights. And those are cup predictions presented by NHL on TNT. And you get ready to witness history unfold as Wayne Gretzky and the NHL on TNT crew bring you the ultimate showdown for one of the most iconic trophies in sports. Watch the Stanley Cup final live on TNT beginning on June the 3rd. And as we all know, that is tomorrow.
As they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Hold on.
Well, you're the biggest hockey expert out of all of us here. What do you think of our cup predictions, Jay?
Well, first of all, I love his nickname, but I'm thinking.
By the way, let me just explain to everybody out there in our terrestrial radio world. We apologize for some of the biznasty.
He's a character.
Bomb dropping, but at any rate, he's one of our new favorites.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm thinking Knights.
In. Which
six.
One? Five or seven? Oh, he's going right in the middle. Split the difference. Very Solomon of you. Very sage, which we're not used to coming from that chair. Okay, let's take a break right here on The Rich Eisen Show. American Ninja Warrior hosts Akbar Baja, Bia Miller, and Matt Iseman back on The Rich Eisen Show together. Don't you dare move. That's coming up next. Men, do you get distracted during the day thinking about your underarms sweating, itching, or emitting an odor? Do those thoughts keep you from showing care when it counts? New and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant with 72-hour sweat and odor protection and 1/4 moisturizing cream helps you forget about your underarms so you can be present for the moments that matter. Don't let underarm insecurities keep you at arm's distance from the ones you care about. Buy new and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant wherever personal care products are sold.
For decades, Rolling Stone has set the bar for entertainment publications. Today, Rolling Stone Music Now takes over in podcast form. Songwriter and producer Jamie Hartman reacts to the Ed Sheeran verdict.
You need to create something new, and of course you're going to use traditional paths to get there. Are you going to sue the Rolling Stones for making a samba out of Sympathy for the Devil? Are you going to sue Elvis Presley for writing Bossa Nova? It's like saying, you're not allowed to use a pencil to create a piece of art.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk is what I'm doing right now. Furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Season 15 of American Ninja Warrior premieres Monday, June 5th, 8 Eastern on NBC, and you can watch it on Peacock, available right here on Roku. 4-time Emmy-nominated outstanding reality competition program as hosted by Matt Iseman and Akbar Baja Bia Miller, who are back here on the Rich Eisen Show, and we just saw a trailer for it that got me laughing out loud.
Could the radio audience hear that?
They did not hear that.
And not only was that an amazing trailer, it felt like we were back in the 80s monster truck ad.
Yes. We sell the whole seat, but you only need the edge.
We sounded ridiculous in that.
It reminded me of Street Fighter. Get over here!
Yeah, it sounded like, so you guys, it was funny watching that trailer, and we'll put the trailer out on our page. Because I'm like sitting there thinking, it sounds like the two of you, and then it's you doing the voice.
They auto-tuned our voice. We did not do that.
Oh, come on.
We did not do that to our voice. It was AI. It was our promise. We did not do it like that.
They just fed him like seven Red Bulls and a bag of Reese's, and he was fired up. It's so funny. Like, you know how it is. You'll do a lot of things like this. They're just asking for lines. Yes. Where we were just in the desert in Vegas, like, okay, say this. And so you say it, they go, come on, mate, really feel it. So that's when you lapse into, in a world with ninja warriors.
I didn't do that. I didn't. They AI'd mine and they used yours. I didn't do it.
Akbar, you could admit that you were using a voice. You can do
I
that.
Didn't. No, I didn't. This is impressive. I feel like, who was it that had their song? Drake.
Drake,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, they AI'd my voice. I'm not appreciating it. They AI'd it.
If they were able to AI your voice, I wish they would have been able to AI your first pitch, because that would have worked out a lot better.
The first pitch. Your first pitch has not aged well, Akbar. Rich,
are you supporting that?
I am supporting it wholeheartedly and full-throatedly, because it was pretty bad. But that's in the past.
Yeah, it is.
That's
it
in
is.
The past.
That's in the past.
What is different about season 15? What do you got for me?
The biggest thing we've got is, and you can see it in the trailer, it's side-by-side, head-to-head racing. So every episode you're going to see in the first part of the show, you'll see at least one race. The semifinals are all head-to-head races where ninjas are pushing each other on a course. And it's electrifying. The races are incredible. But we were just the performances, the races, they were so awesome to watch.
Yeah, it really is. It reminds me of what we've been accustomed to watching for so long. Yeah. We watch the NFL and the NBA. You want to see, because a lot of people always ask, who are the best ninjas? Who would you say is number one? Now you get to put some of the best ninjas against each other, racing side by side. You know, pressure can really make or break you. And we get to see that this season. And it's like on the edge of your seat when you're watching. It makes you want to take your shirt off. Like, people are going to be at home. You know how, like, when you watch Rocky 3 and Rocky 4,
okay,
it makes you want to go work out? Not only are you going to want to feel like you're going to want to work out, you're going to want to watch this season 15 without your shirt. All right, I'm just saying.
I will say you may not want to work out. I have not worked out, but I have been watching.
Two things leap to mind. Number one, you want what? You watch Rocky and Rocky 2, you just want to sit on your ass?
It's a love story. You know Rocky 1 and Rocky 2 is a love story.
So you don't want to go work out after seeing that?
No, that's...
You just want to go on a date. You want to go on a date.
You want to go on a date, and you want to say, like, hey, look, I'm trying. I'm working.
Being a man.
But Rocky 3 and 4 makes
Rocky
you want to go.
Rocky 3 and 4, yeah, okay. you want to work out. Rocky 5, I don't know what happened. Rocky 6, you
wanna
retirement.
Go, yeah, no, you want to go just chase a chicken in an alley. That's right.
And don't forget about Apollo Creed and Rocky on the beach, too. You want to run
that's
with
another,
the perfect form.
Hey, that's another part of the love story, man. It's just two guys who really just want to grow old together and hang out and be friends. And then the other part of it is that at the NFL Network, we're constant. I know I am, and others are constantly pushing the combine to run the 40 with two people running at the same time.
Oh, my goodness. You next to Tyreek Hill. That's what I'm saying.
No, it's not all about me here. No, I'm talking about the prospects. Yeah. They won't do it.
Yeah, but you know what?
They won't do it because they're afraid of, injury or they're, it's not a competition. It's them just to run as fast as they can for the scouts.
Yeah.
We want them to do
it. I think you would see faster times, though. I honestly
don't
think.
You think?
Yeah, didn't you would see that at the skills time. Competition? So
back in the day,
our show, A. Smith, our producers have actually taken over the Pro Bowl. They're the ones who run the skills competition.
Did you? Are doing that?
Yeah, they've done it the last couple of years.
They've been the ones who've come up with, like, these events, like the dodgeball. And so they're trying to find these strategies that'll highlight their athletic ability, be a little safe. But they said the athletes want to do the races. They want to do the challenges because they're so naturally competitive. But I'm sure at the combine where their agents are like, listen, this could be the difference between being a first round pick or a fifth round pick.
It's not just the agents, it's the scouts who run it. They don't want the kids to get hurt.
Yeah, because that's where, like the Pro Bowl and all that stuff, it's changed because of injury. It's just too much money involved in it.
Also at the combine, I mean, as you're evaluating prospects, not to get too deep into it though, but let's do it. That when you're evaluating prospects, you do want to test their competitive spirit.
Yeah.
You
do
want to see, like, is there a red ass here or what? Like, let's see if this person is going to really want to step it up here.
You know where it would be fun to watch, like a bench press competition, and you can hear the numbers. And if that guy that might be rated higher than you, I think there's less likely to get injured on that one. But you could see Maybe some of those numbers go into the 50s maybe because they're pushing each other. You know what I mean?
It's funny that during we were watching the trailer on the Roku channel only segment, Matt Eisman and Akbar Baja Biamila of American Ninja Warrior season 15 here on the show, Chris Scott Brockman gets in my ear. He goes, they should do the Pro Bowl games. And they are. You should.
We would love. Hey, Peyton Manning, step aside, buddy. We're going to announce it.
They should have us come with that package. We would have a lot of fun calling some of the events for the Pro Bowl because A. Smith Production, they've done an amazing job with making the Pro Bowl so fun to watch. Because it used to be like, you know, who wants to watch the Pro Bowl anymore because everybody's playing it safe.
But having the producers produce Pro Bowl game type stuff.
I mean, like, T.J. Watt versus Micah Parsons, go.
On an American Ninja Warrior.
Yes. I like it.
Yes.
Ooh. We had Cam Wimbley
add it to the Pro Bowl game.
He's the only football player who's hit a buzzer, and he completed an extended
Cam
course.
Wimbley?
Cam Wimbley. He was between contracts, so he could do it.
Yep.
He did come back a little later. It wasn't quite the stellar performance. Yeah,
please add my name to the list, because I didn't like
how this was in the real competition, not the celebrity one.
Wow, okay. Anyways, we're just throwing shade here.
Oh, come on!
I also hit a buzzer, too. Sean Merriman couldn't hit one. Jordan Babineau couldn't hit one. Weatherford couldn't hit one. Who's our punter from the Seahawks?
John Ryan.
John Ryan couldn't hit one. Out. Yeah, so, I mean, and Cam Wimbley are the only ones to ever hit a buzzer, NFL guys. But to your point, I do think they should take retired athletes, the guys who just came out of retirement, in the Pro Bowl and have them go side by side on a ninja course. That would be
Tom
dope.
Brady. What's he doing?
Yeah.
Fox isn't going to use him that much. No.
But you can add it to the Pro Bowl games. Do not like the real psycho course, but add like a small, like kind of toned down version and have these guys race.
That would be crushed that one. As long as we get to be there announcing, hanging out with our NFL players.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's make it happen.
Because how about doing that for the NBA All-Star game too?
Something.
I mean, because the slam dunk. Maybe I don't know the exact terminology of the course, but
bounding is right.
No. Those squares that you kind of bounce on to start the course. What are they called?
The quintuple steps.
Okay, those that you have to do that and then dunk the basketball.
Oh, I like it.
You know what I mean?
So our team, A. Smith, also produced Dunk King, the dunking championship, and so we had a guy on the show, Jumpin' Joe Brown, who jumped over Akbar,
literally
standing full height.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is.
Yeah,
and you're what? You're 6'3"? What are you? 4? 6'5"?
Wow.
Come on.
6'6".
Are you really 6'6"?
Yeah, we worked together for a decade.
I know, but I don't, you know, I don't, six, I'm not, I don't have a tape measure with me.
Oh, okay. He's so six, tall. I literally thought Lipton was going to be sponsoring the segment, if you know what I mean.
Hey, now.
If you're laughing at it, then you're the part of the problem.
You don't even know how to pivot.
I'm picking up. You scratched the surface on that one.
You're always there.
I got it.
I'm with you. He didn't even know how to pivot. I've never seen you suck before.
I'm trying to pivot. I'm attempting to pivot. I'm sorry. Wow, I shorted you 4 inches. 6'6".
Yeah, you know, I mean, look, I got big man syndrome. I wanted to be 6'6" because Michael Jordan was 6'6". Okay. And so once I got there, it was like,
you did.
I want it. Like, you got to give it to me.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, very good. Akbar Baja Biamila here along with Matt Eisman. All right, let's talk about the elephant in the room, which is your dreadful turn as NFL information man.
Yes, I knew this was coming.
Okay. All right. I texted you.
Yes.
The big trade. Oh, yeah. I texted him, too. I'm like, hey, my buddies in Philly want to know. He's like, it's happening.
The famed tweet where you said, Derrick Henry, there it is, move out the way.
Derrick Henry,
and you even added him, is headed to the Eagles. That was April 21st, right before the draft. Very believable. Only 11 million views on Twitter because people, you know, think you would know.
Yeah.
And I was one of them. I texted you.
Yeah. You remember what I tweeted you back or texted you back?
Which is, hold on, I can look it up.
you can look it up. You remember what I said?
I don't know. What'd you say?
I said, I'm just trying to earn my blue check mark back.
That's what you said.
Yeah, you remember
that? I said, good luck with that.
After Elon took it away, I said, I'm trying to good get it back. But no, you know, I had a very credible source. And I do believe that I actually messed up this trade because it wasn't supposed to come out.
Oh, really?
And so I didn't realize that, A, anybody would be paying attention, B, I didn't think that I wasn't supposed to say it. So I just said, hey, you know what? Let me go ahead. You know, I wasn't trying to compete with Ian Rappaport and, you know, and all the
this
other guys.
It's very Woodward and Bernstein.
No, by the way, this is, you want to talk about pivot. Great pivot saying that you weren't incorrect. You were correct, but so... Yes, influential. Right. You blew up the actual trade that never happened that you said was going to happen. Impressive.
And let me tell you something. Howie Roseman could have made it happen. We saw what he did with Jalen Hurts. He made that work, right?
Oh, no, of course.
We saw what he did with A.J. Brown. He made that work.
He could have had it.
This could have happened, but I think because I got out ahead of it and it just blew up, I just kind of I blew up the scene. But look, it didn't happen. Now, remember, the trade deadline, you know, there's still an opportunity for this to happen. But
this year you're talking about.
Yeah, this year. But it's not going to happen right now.
Not right now. I mean, you're talking about look for it. If the Titans don't do well, Eagles might need him.
It could still happen. Look, and this is why I haven't taken it down, because I felt like, to be honest with you, I said, okay, well, I blew this one. This didn't happen the way it was supposed to. But
yes.
I should have taken it down. But in my heart, because the source, and you know the source. You absolutely know the source.
Oh,
and
this
is and this is a name that you see all the time that's associated. Let me
be careful.
Dance. I know, be careful, because I don't want to get this person in trouble. This is,
I don't want to get Steve in trouble.
But anyways, yeah, so I have to, can I have my moment right here to have a press conference?
Please.
I just want to say to the thousands of Twitter followers that I have, and to all the people, the millions watching the Rich Eisen Show.
Thank you.
I want to take this time to apologize for misleading the public. I should have tweeted this knowing for sure that it was going to happen, regardless if, you know, how he could have changed his mind at the last minute. But I was wrong. I was not wrong. As the late Marty Schottenheimer used to always say when he got something wrong,
yes,
I stand corrected. So I stand corrected.
I'm sorry. I'm getting Madison an update. I've just got a trade that's happening. Apparently, Akbar is going to be replacing Shannon Sharp because he likes to stir up controversy. Oh. Come on, Skip Bayless. Here's your guy.
Well, let me tell you something. Skip Bayless don't want none of this.
That's right.
I would.
Now that's undisputed too. Yeah, I agree.
He don't want. I would tear because I don't have anything to lose, right? Well, he can't insult me anymore, right? I mean, I had a 4-year
Shannon
career.
Sharp's
I was a guy.
You get up that early anyway. So you know this person as well, but I will not reveal who it is.
Okay.
It is somebody who is in the information industry.
Okay.
I tweeted this individual, right away, as soon as I saw your tweet.
Okay.
Henry to the Eagles, ? Answer back came fake. And then I wrote Akbar, man, like that.
Yeah.
Like that. And he wrote back, Ninja Warrior, yes. Journalist, no.
Wow! Oh boy! So I know who this person is?
If you say I know the person that told you this trade that was going to happen that didn't because you were so influential, I will say yes. You know,
there's only one person that could be. What's his name? He hates me because I broke the Namdi. I broke the Namdi tweet when he left the Raiders.
But now, if you broke,
what's his name from some NBA? Florio. What's his name?
No,
Mike Florio.
I will just say this because you don't want any of his smoke.
That has to be Florio.
It is not him.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But if you broke Namdi news,
right,
I would totally believe you because I know you and him are really tight.
Right.
I get that.
Right.
I don't know what's going on with the Eagles, and I don't want to source it. Let's just leave it alone.
Okay, can I say one thing?
Please, sure. I'm just trying to help you.
Okay,
help me help you.
Okay. I'm going to jump off.
Take your time.
Whatever. If and or when this happens,
yes,
will I still be the guy who was ahead of this?
Of course.
Okay, so if or when this happens.
Yes.
No, why are you doing that, bro? Why are you doing that?
Because that's not how these guys roll.
Even like,
Chester is never going to give you credit.
I will go back. That's why I haven't taken it down. Like, that's how credible the source is. Now, usually if you're wrong about something like that, you say, you know what, I got to take this down, right?
So do you think it could still happen?
I think it could still happen. Absolutely.
Before the season, so in the next couple
just
months.
Notice this. After I sent out that tweet, did you notice that the Titans nor the Eagles shot it down? They didn't shoot it down. No one shot it down. It wasn't until about 3 days later until they had to.
But they're not in the business of refuting these things.
It was too big to ignore.
Now, you know what? But too big to. This is great. You are just so good. Akbar Bajambiomil is so good. The reason why it wasn't shot down wasn't that it didn't happen. And the fact that it didn't get shot down by anything other than reality is because.
Too big.
It was too big to be shot down.
Yeah.
And The reason why it didn't happen is because you're so influential, your tweet broke it up. Yes. However, I do agree with you.
Okay.
If this was, say, a game of chess, your finger is still on the piece. Okay. You've made your move.
Yep, right.
Akbar's Gambit.
Akbar's Gambit. By the way, great Netflix show.
Yeah.
Okay. Akbar's Gambit. I like it.
I smell a 30 for 30, guys.
What are you writing now? Why are you writing
strokes? Akbar's Gambit. No, that's going to be one of our fantasy team names.
One of our fantasy team names.
Yeah, we write down when things that are said on this show that sound like a fantasy team name, we write it down. Akbar's Gambit. And if we use that, we may need like a shot of your hand physically touching a chest piece as the avatar. We may need
that. I'm really glad we shoot outdoors because that's the only way his ego can fit in the
place.
At this point, I've never seen this side of
him. Oh my goodness.
It's fantastic. So your finger's still on the piece.
Yep.
I would agree. So when would you, when will you agree?
October.
Being Santa Cracked.
October.
The trade deadline. No, hold on a minute. But at which point does the statute of limitations run out?
October 1st.
Well, whenever. How about the trade deadline? I'll even give you the trade deadline.
Before the trade deadline, I'll say October 1st because it's Nigerian Independence Day. So
okay,
I'll just choose that day.
Yes, sir.
And I'll say, yeah. And so after October 1st, if that hasn't happened, then I stand. No, I don't stand corrected. I was wrong. And I will come out with a full statement saying that I was wrong.
Full statement. Will you come on this show and read that statement?
Absolutely. I will come out and
Matt,
read it.
Will you be here?
Well, here's what I know. I'm going to be there October 2nd when they finally say, now we can announce the trade. We had to wait. We had to wait just to let the doubts
There's
end.
No grace period. There's no grace.
There's no grace. He ended it yesterday. This does not count. Chef, do you grace
period. Yeah, by the way, we're giving a grace period.
Six half months.
I mean, that's how ahead of the game I was. That's how ahead of the game I like. Look, you think AI is about, I mean, I'm smarter than AI at this point. I'm way ahead of the game.
God.
Wow.
How am I doing, Rich?
You're fantastic.
Okay, all right.
This is
never back down.
Yeah. The two of you together.
Elon Musk just gave his software an upgrade. I don't know what's going on. He's on fire.
Season 15 of American Ninja Warrior premieres on Monday, June 5th at 8 Eastern on NBC. And you can watch American Ninja Warrior on Peacock, available right here on Roku. Matt Eisman and Akbar Baja Bia Miller, great to see you guys, man.
It's always a blast.
So much blast. Just stay out of the news and information business. Between now and then, just do yourself a favor.
I will say this.
Yes,
I will retire from breaking news today. But my last, the last dance? My last dance was that one right there.
That was it.
Yeah, I may come out of retirement to say I told you so and then go back into retirement, but I'm retired from breaking sports news.
I think that's a wise policy, a wise decision.
All right.
But October 1st, there's going to be a statement being read. Yep. And then October 2nd, there's going to be a trade that comes out. You should have made it the trade deadline. But it's okay. Your finger's on the chess piece.
Yep.
It's all good. Wow. Woo, that was so much fun. As always, thanks for coming on, guys. I laugh so hard when you guys come on. Matt Eisman and Akbar Bajambia Miller here on The Rich Eisen Show. We'll be back to send you to your sports weekend in a moment.
Inside look at Hollywood with Michael Rosenbaum. Actress Kristen Ritter.
Your parents let you travel by yourself.
It was a different time.
They just put you on a train. As a 15-year-old girl, you went to New York.
I went on a bus, and I did get picked up at Port Authority. They thought I was a runaway.
What would they do?
They'd detain you and like get people on the phone, and then they finally let you go to your modeling job.
But how many times did it happen?
Once or twice.
It just seems like it wouldn't happen.
It happens, yeah.
Inside of You with Michael Rosenbaum. Wherever you listen.
We do have, I mean, automatically, I think this makes the final list.
Akbar's Gambit?
Akbar's Gambit makes the final list for next year.
Because his finger's still on a chess piece.
Just
of
six months later, it's just holding.
Here's Akbar's conundrum for his Gambit. DeAndre Swift has been acquired since.
Correct.
And they also have, like, a gajillion running backs.
The giant killer, Boston.
Boston Scott.
Scott.
Yeah. So basically, you know, they would only need Henry for 15 games because Boston Scott's got the two.
Right,
the Giants.
Right.
Including.
Yeah, that's funny.
So, DeAndre Swift got acquired. For basically what, a fifth round pick or something?
Something like that. Yeah, they still have Kenneth Gainwell. They have Rashad Penny now.
Yeah, unless there's significant injuries. And
Trey
they have
Sermon from the Niners. So
they're not going for Derrick Henry midseason. That ain't happening.
Yeah, big running.
But the Titans are one of those teams similar to Arizona that if they don't have, you know, a shot, what do? Everybody sleeps on the Titans right now.
I think
everybody thinks that it's time. That Tannehill's not all that, and their receivers are not all that, and they just collapsed last year, as if we're just forgetting that their quarterback situation was a disaster because Tannehill got hurt.
Easily one of the least talked about teams.
Well, they always are.
Right now.
They always are. The Titans fans have a huge chip on their shoulder because they always are. Anybody that it's pretty much anybody not the Colts is not talked about in that division.
Yeah, that's true. But now Jacksonville's really getting their shine. So, you know, and the Colts have the splashy rookie quarterback now, and so does Houston. You know, Tennessee's kind of fourth in buzz now when you're looking at that division.
Well, let me just get this right. Let me make sure I get this right because I keep landing on this and I'm going to get it. I think I got it right and I do. I don't know. I keep saying Bills, right? The Bills should just go for it. But
for Henry?
Yeah, or Zeke. I believe they feel they have handled their running back situation to their liking. Damian Harris is there.
Yeah. On a cheap deal.
Right. And for those who might not know or might not remember, like, say, if you're Tom Brady, he used to play for the Patriots.
Obviously.
Right.
I don't know why you guys keep forgetting that.
And, well, I mean, you know, you're talking about the Dolphins made the playoffs last year and the Bills made the playoffs last year and the Jets went ahead and got Aaron Rodgers. You might forget the Patriots if you're listing, say, teams in the AFC East. Latavius Murray is there, too.
In Buffalo, yeah.
So maybe they don't have to use draft capital unless one of them gets hurt. Where the hell is Zeke winding up? Because I keep thinking, because Derrick Henry is going to stay put. Tennessee, I am sure, feels in that building because of that coach and because of that running back and because of what they have built that they feel they can win this division. If Tannehill stays healthy, or Levis. Don't forget, again, that's why I said to Doug Peterson earlier today, you know, hey, your guy might wind up being the dean of the AFC South when it all starts. It's currently Tannehill that's the dean of the AFC South. Let's say he's healthy. Let's say he's the usual Tannehill. Wings it around and can run it around. Let's say he's that guy. Okay. So the Titans have Henry, and they're going to go to work. Why would they trade him? It's Zeke who's sitting at home, ATC. Who wants somebody who can bash it in from inside the 10? I think it's your team. When are they gonna just come back together again?
Isn't Pollard coming back from injury?
Pollard's coming back from injury. We got Robert Jones. Drafted.
Ronald Jones.
Drafted the rookie. I don't know, man. I would love to have him back. But we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Well, let me see this here. Here's an interesting one. I've come up with this one just now as I'm spitballing, getting ready for this weekend here. Let me just throw this one out here right now. Let me look at their depth chart. Why not the Rams?
Interesting. Tell me more.
Cam Akers, Kyron Williams, Zach Evans, Ronnie Rivers is there. Running back room
Malcolm
right now.
Brown gone.
Oh, he's been long. He's been long gone.
He's in.
What about the Rams? It's a spot for Zeke.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Right? What about him showing up in the middle of the summer? Let's see here. What if he goes back home? They just drafted Chase Brown as a backup, Travion Williams and Chris Evans, and Joe Mixon, obviously. What about... What if Zeke goes back to Ohio? Ooh.
That's what I said earlier. The AFC North, the Punishers, man. You're going to have snow. You're going to have to control the ball. Right?
Zeke on the goal line inside the 10. I mean, who stops that guy?
Not many, pal. Let me just roll through here.
What about your Jets? I know you got Brees.
Nice. I don't know. And that was a conversation. Michael Carter, they just drafted this kid from Northwestern, Abanaconda, Israel Abanaconda. Oh, yeah. They just, a Pitt, my bad.
I forgot. And let me tell you, you're going to be happy.
I know that. And Zonovan Knight, I don't think, and Michael Carter and Breece Hall come back. I don't think the Jets are going to go in that direction.
Yeah, you guys
see are what we decent. Got here. How about Denver? Javonte Williams coming back from injury. Well, Piron is there. But why not? Again, you can't have enough. I love this game right here, by the way. Where is Zeke landing? Zeke's gambit. There are many other places that could use him that might not be, one would think, playoff hopefuls. And he, I honestly think when it all comes down to it and you look at who could use him, a lot of teams, and who could take him, it's Dallas. Go back.
Yeah, I'm just looking at our depth chart.
Tony Pollard, right now. Malik Davis, Ronald Jones, Deuce Vaughn, but he's not a guy that you're going to give the ball to inside the 10.
No.
No, he's a scat, Sproles, Eckler type.
Let's go. Send him back.
He's going to have to want to go back for a much different.
I know, but he's going to have to take a haircut, you know, financially wherever he winds up.
True.
Going.
True that.
True.
Okay. We're back on the air on Monday when that happens. 2-0? Denver up 2-0?
Yeah.
No, okay.
No question. 2-0.
Vegas up 1-0?
Vegas up 1-0.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
I'm
very good.
Florida up.
Okay. Yankees swept the Dodgers on their way to the World Series.
Very good.
Dodgers take 2 out of 3. I think you guys get one.
You think they take 2 out of 3, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Mets keep rolling.
Meanwhile, the biggest cheerleader on the show, Rich Eisen, 52%. Guess what? TJ, 27%. Your boy, 21%.
That's because you're not likable. It's a popularity contest.
So I fall in the middle? I guess I'll take that.
And here I wanted that third candidate.
And your numbers just boosted.
What the hell?
J-E-T-S.
Fun show. Stephen A. Smith, Doug Peterson, Paul Bissonnette, Akbar, and Matt Iceman. A lot of fun.
Conspiracy theories. Paranormal. UFOs.
Science teacher Andrew Greenwood stated that a child ran into his classroom and was hysterically screaming and talking about the flying saucer outside.
Hundreds of children ran out of their classrooms to go outside and see this unidentified flying object that was just above the school.
Just imagine, a bunch of kids running out of school. Most of them probably just ran home.
Theories of the Third Kind on YouTube or wherever you listen.